why we have come here and why we are touring here and there. Speak about this sometime. Why we came here and I invited all to come here, and why I am going to holy universe. What is my mood and mission? Stand up very quickly.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vray Srimadi Gauravinda Swami Tane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vray Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Narayana Namane. Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak why he's come here. Why he has come here.
And why I'm touring in this old age.
Actually, they asked the same thing to my Gurudev, that you're so old, you have a problem walking, Maharaj, because my Gurudev used to walk with a stick. Why are you coming? And he said, I've come to help them. He said, they've forgotten that they're actually servants of the Lord, and they've come to this world trying to enjoy, so I've come to help them. And he said, especially after Srila Prabhupada has left, many of them are becoming weak. Many of them are becoming weak, so I've come to help them. In the same way, since my spiritual master left, then I've also become weak, and Srila Gurudev has come to tell us the same message, that you don't belong to this world. And it's like my Gurudev used to say, that we're on a journey going to Purushottam Khetra Dham to see Lord Jagannath, to see Krishna. So along the way we stay for one night in the inn. But when you spend one night in the inn, you don't sleep and snore, because as soon as the sun rises, then you find your way. And also when you're in the inn, you don't make sure, he said, that it's a nice Dunlop cushion and air conditioning and soft sheets, because only one night in the inn, as soon as the light comes, oh, we can see our way, because at those times no electricity like there is now. So he said, in the same way, we're in this world for only one day. So why are you going to so much trouble? Why are you going to so much trouble? So he told the story how once Lord Indra, he was so proud that he built a big palace, and his father, Lord Brahma, was so sorry that why my son Indra is wasting his time. So he took him to see one sage. What was that sage? What is it? Ramas Rishi. For every time one Brahma dies, then one of his hair falls out. And when he came there, he saw the Somas Rishi under a tree. And Indra thought, you know, I'm the king of heaven, I've got such a big house, but why he's under a tree? And he couldn't help, and he said, why you're under a tree? And he said, I have no time. Yeah, he said, why didn't you build a house? He says, I have no time. If I build a house, then my bhajan will go away. So, we're all in this world, and Gurudev always tells you, don't you know? Death may come at any time, it may come today. So he's trying to make us anxious that we take up spiritual life. He's trying to inculcate that greed, that don't run towards material life, because you run into the jaws of death. You run into, like the frog, he's croaking, but he's only inviting the snake to come along. So he's telling us, instead of speaking all these mundane things and doing silly activities, which I've been doing for millions and billions of lifetimes, he says you should turn your face towards God. Like Prabhupada, he says that, you know, Godhead is light and Nessus is ignorance. So Gurudev has come to tell us that we should turn our face towards the Lord. But then I remember one very nice tape in America my Gurudev had, and he was, so many devotees were there, and he said that, why is it more people don't come to Krishna consciousness? And they were coming up with all these answers. And one person said, oh, it's because we don't do kirtans. And he says, Baba, every day they're doing kirtans. Oh, because no one has got a book. He says, the whole world has a Krishna conscious book. People don't know about the Hare Krishna. Everyone knows about the Hare Krishna. He says, why are they not coming? So they came up with all these answers. And then finally he told the story. He said that once there was a recitation of Bhagavatam. And there was a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. And when they went, they had to cross a tidal stream. So when they crossed that stream was only knee-deep. So they were there the whole day until nighttime came. So the speaker, he wasn't a realized soul, but he said something very beautiful. He said that one who takes the name of Hari very easily, he crosses over the dreadful ocean of material existence and goes beyond birth and death forever. So he's saying this thing. And then when they came back, then the water was very high up to the neck. And the daughter-in-law, then she was thinking this thing, oh, this is a tidal river, and he said very easily we can cross a dreadful ocean. So she was chanting Hari Hari, and she crossed very easily. And everyone knows what Hari means. Hari means one who steals all nasty things from the heart, and then finally he steals the heart when it becomes purified. So very easily she crossed. And when she got to the other side, then the mother-in-law tried to cross. But she had no faith, you know, she was hesitating. And she started to say, I'm drowning, help me. And the daughter-in-law said, oh, mother-in-law, why don't you chant Hari Hari? Then the mother-in-law became angry. What? You're correcting me? You rascal, come and help me. So my Guru Maharaj said, why is it the daughter-in-law could come very easily and the mother-in-law couldn't? He says, because the daughter-in-law was simple-hearted. So my Guru Maharaj was emphasizing that even though many people come to Guru Days, only those that are simple-hearted, they can actually take the words into their heart. And unless someone gives their life to Guru, even though the Guru speaks and we sit so close, but if we don't serve the Guru, then it goes in one ear and out the other. And another important point, my Guru Maharaj said, unless someone cries, actually cries, weeps, breaks down, not crocodile tears, but weeps from the core of his heart that all Guru Days, for millions of lifetimes, I've been suffering in the cycle of birth and death, and I know that other than you, no one can help me. Unless someone comes to that stage of really crying and going to Gurudev and begging, oh Gurudev, please give me a service to do. Then if the Guru sees, oh, he's really serious, he's not just pretending, oh Gurudev, what can I do to serve you? So at that time, when we go to Gurudev crying that please give me a service, then the Guru will give us that service. And if we carry out that service without duplicity, without any motive, then when we sit in class, whatever words Gurudev says, they go into their heart and they purify us. Otherwise, my Guru Maharaj says, it has no effect. He says it's like planting seeds in a rocky patch of land. If you plant seeds in a rocky patch of land, then it can't grow. It's like a desert. So he said the Guru's words are like a plow, Balaram's plow. Karshana or Karshana, first the plow of the Guru and then the sweet flute of Krishna is words coming from Gurudev's mouth. But there has to be a qualified speaker and there also has to be a qualified audience. There's many instances in the scriptures where people are in the audience but they're not qualified, so we should try to serve Gurudev and then we can become qualified. Hare Krishna.
Because all of you cannot go to Vrindavan to meet me, so I have come. Because you cannot go all, I know. And I am coming here, local persons all, children also, even girls and all, old persons are coming here. But if I am not coming, oh, all will be weak, I know. Some will make what? Here. Some will do something. All will be engaged in sense gratification. No importance of all these things, religious things. We'll forget all these. So sometimes Krishna, he sends his own associates. So many here and there. Narada always touring here and there. So this is our Guru Parampara. That is why you have come. Don't sleep. Oh, Maya is all everywhere. Like tigers. Oh, to swallow you. So always try to know all these things and do chanting, remembering. This will save you. Your money, your all worldly qualification cannot help you, never and ever. That is why. We come, Nityananda Prabhu used to go with Haridas Thakur. Oh, what? Oh, you should chant Hariname. And very easily you will cross birth and death and everything, all problems. If not, I am responsible. So I also am telling same thing. You should chant and responsibility is on me if you are not happy. So chant. But in that process that I am telling, you must be happy. One kirtan. As you like. Very good. You should. quickly, in a moment.
The devotees who received initiation today, we will now request you to stand up, and Srila Gurudev will announce your transcendental new spiritual name, and you will receive all his blessings and the appreciation of all Vaishnavas. Ramesh Makkanji, receiving Diksha today, his name is
Raghunath Das Prabhu Ki. Thank you.
Ananda Saragadas, please stand up. Ananda Mohan.
Ananda Mohan Prabhu Ki. Yes. Now he is Ananda Mohan.
Kamala Sri Devi Dasi, please stand up, receiving Harinam and Diksha.
Oh, Kamala Devi Ki. Yes. One of the name of Radhika is Kamala. Not Lakshmi here, Sarva Lakshmi, Radhika.
Christina Dewis. Christina. Chandrika.
Oh, Chandrika. Chandrika Dasi Ki. One of the gopis' name is Chandrika, who is so beautiful than moon even.
Kesava Govinda, please stand up.
Oh, very good. Kesava Govinda Prabhu Ki.
Madhavi Govinda.
Oh, very good. Madhavi Ki Jai. Madhavi Govinda name?
It says here, Madhavi Govinda.
Oh, only Madhavi Devi, not Madhavi Govind. Madhavi Devi Ki Jai.
Subal Das.
Aga.
Sulabha. Sulabha, okay. Steve. Yeah. Steve. Now Subal.
Subal Das. Where is? Subal Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Jai. Chintamani. Please stand up, Chintamani.
Ah, Chintamani Ki Jai. Chintamani.
Louise Valerie.
Lilavati.
Oh, Lilavati Devi Ki Jai. Now name is Lilavati.
Wade Philip.
Vasudev.
Oh, Vasudev Prabhu Ki Jai. Vasudev.
Daniel Gregory. Daniel.
Dhananjaya.
Oh, Dhananjaya Prabhu Ki Jai.
Terence Francis
Tanmay.
Tanmay. I will select more than. Also. Kamal Krishna. What?
Nobody likes the second people.
What do you want? What do you know? Tarun Krishna. Tarun Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai. You know Tarun Krishna? You know? Oh, you always young Krishna. And you are Das, servant.
Robin Carter.
Oh, what?
Rangalata.
Oh, Ranglata Devi Ki Jai. Ranglata. A creeper who gives so much pleasure in Vrindavan.
James. Bailey. That's the right one.
What?
Jayadev.
Oh, Jayadev Prabhu ki Jay. Jayadev. What I told you?
What's your name?
Jayadev Prabhu. Jayadeva. Jayadev is Krishna. One of the name of Krishna is Jayadev. And his devotee also. Please.
The next one, James Charles Milton.
What?
Jayanta.
Jayanta Krishna Prabhu ki Jay. Jayanta Krishna, always glorious Krishna.
Benjamin Hendry.
Very good.
Benjamin?
Very good.
Bansidhar.
Oh, Bansidhar Prabhu ki Jay. Do you know Bansidhar? Who is always playing on flute? Who is he? Always playing on flute in Vrindavan? Krishna. You are not Krishna, but Krishna Das, servant of Krishna. Bansidhar Prabhu ki Jay.
Suresh Ambuga. Suresh.
Suresh Prabhu ki Jay.
Puspa Sara. Where is Puspa Sara?
Oh, there. The small girl.
Oh, very good. Very. Puspa Sara ki Jay.
Akhileshwari Dasi receiving Diksha.
Sir, Akhileshwari Dasi ki Jay.
Radha Kunda Dasi receiving Diksha.
Very good. Radha Kunda Dasi.
Buddha. Bruce.
This is Baladev.
Oh, Baladev Prabhu ki. You know Buddha? Who takes the whole universe on his head. And he is the incarnation of Baladev Prabhu.
His name was Buddha.
Buddha, not Buddha.
Before.
Not Buddha.
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 Bhu. No,
Buddha. Buddha. They don't know, you don't know, I know. I know, Buddha. Not Bhu, Bhu means nothing. Bhu, Bhu. Sanskrit language, Sanskrit word, Bhudhar. Ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gauratihi gurave gaurachandraya radhikayai tadalaye krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadabhaktaya namo namo bhakti vinodaya sachidananda namine gaur shakti sarupaya rupanugavaraya namo mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurati Now you should come carefully with me. We are going to Navadvip in Godram Kunja, where the associates of Mahaprabhu Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sitting and instructing on the bank of Ganges. Very beautiful place, full of beautiful creepers and flowers. Now you know that Sannyasi Thakur, who came from Varanasi Kashi to Prem Das Babaji Maharaj, and he took shelter in the lotus feet of Babaji, and he decided and told that whole life I will be with you, serving you. The Guru Prem Das Babaji became very happy. Oh, you are quite a smart devotee. I want that you should be whole life with me. After some days, one day Prem Das Babaji Maharaj told his Sannyasi Thakur, I am going to see my guru, my Siksha Guru, and he is very near us, Nisingapalli, crossing Alkananda River, one of the current of Ganges. And today you should also come with me. And he took him and went to that place. If you are with me in Gaurmandal Parikrama, oh, you have seen that place. And if not, then you can come this year. I am going just after here to Navadvip for Navadvip Parikrama. Very beautiful. About 20,000 devotees will be with me. And they will do Nagar Sankirtan in a line of 2, 3, 4 miles on the bank of Ganges. And we will go first day there. So he saw that for a far distance he saw his Gurudev, and from there, when he saw his Gurudev sitting there for a very far distance, he did pranam, sastang. Sastang, you know, like a stick falling down. Hands also, head also, this also, this also. That should be on ground. And he, Jai Guru Dev ki, Jai like this. He saw at once, he stood up, his Guru Dev, and come forward, and he embraced. This is the behavior of a qualified devotee, disciple and Gurudev. Though he is Gurudev, so superior, but like his children, he took up him and embraced him. Oh, they were speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glory, Gaur Nityananda, and weeping sometimes bitterly, both like Rupa and Sanatan when they used to meet. How you are nothing? No need of all chattering and pot. How your bhajan is? Only. If bhajan is okay, then everything is okay. If not bhajan is okay, anything is not okay. Don't go from here now. All should be here. Where going? Return on. Let Padosi come. But don't lose this time. This time is mine. Without my permission, anyone should not go. they should come and sit. Please come on and sit. Give anyone there any chair and he can sit. try to hear very patiently. Otherwise you cannot, if no attention. So this is the behavior. And sannyasi, Mayavadi sannyasi saw. In their cult, no pranam like this. Because all are Brahma, who will do pranam to other? Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, this is Bandhi. But here, no. Here disciple thinks himself of very wretched himself. More than a straw. And Gurudev, that he is my Sakshat Hari. Himself, Supreme Lord. He said. And this pranam. This is the behavior. Not formally and today. Not for outwardly, but inwardly too. Then, after some time, after 1 hour, when their discussion was over, he told Prem Das Babaji, who is he? He did such strong pranam like his Gurudev, Prem Das Babaji has done. And now he learn how to behave a guru, how to do pranam and how to discuss with them. And then he also with dandat pranam and tell that I am disciple of Prem Das Babaji. Then he became very happy, and that you are very fortunate to have a guru like Prem Das Babaji Maharaj, and told that kiva vipra kiva nyasi shudra keno nai jai krishna tattavetta sei guru hai. Who is guru? Who is krishna tattavetta? Whether he has initiated or not, no harm, but he is guru. If initiation, okay. Not initiation, if he is giving siksha. If not giving siksha yet, by his behavior we can learn so many things. So many things. You should attend high class of his Bhagavat. If he is not speaking anything, but something coming from his body, like rays coming from sun. You know that if you have a kerosene oil, kerosene oil, scent will come you. So if you are going to any high class of devotees, some rays, some fragrance, some power, whether you are seeing or not, realizing or not, but it is coming and affecting. Whether he is not speaking anything. Fire never speaks anything, but his rays and his heat come automatically. Person was more powerful. They can control whole world with their energy. So, you know that only Prabhupada, what name? Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He came and his fragrance everywhere. In a couple of years, he changed so many things. Miracles can. So he is telling kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sudra keno nai. Even he is low class of person, no harm. If he knows this Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, Jiva tattva, Prem tattva, Bhakti tattva, and a high class of learned, knowing all Sanskrit and Ved Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, and he remembers by mouth everything, but not like this. No Krishna Tattva, no realization, he is not Guru. I have told so many things about it. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells something about this, I want to tell you. Shishya, should go to a guru. who is himself bona fide in Krishna Tattva, realizes something, always chanting name, always detached from worldly desires and worldly things, sense gratification, so much attached in Krishna, some realization. This should go. That should be some Shraddha, a part of Shraddha, not full Shraddha at that time, by hearing. And then he should do Padashraya, Siksha and Diksha. He's telling that two kinds of Guru, Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru. Diksha Guru, we should take Diksha from Diksha Guru. And we should do Archan, practice Archan first. Cooking is also under Archan. If you are not pure, you cannot do anything. So purity must be first, with remnant, what, Jutha? Or you should not do anything, especially your heart should be pure, with so many bad things in your heart's desire, especially lust and anger, you are not qualified to do archan. Even not to cooking, not to serve your Gurudev, to touch the feet of Gurudev, even. First be pure, right? And then you should. Otherwise, you will see loop and holes in Guru, in Krishna even. Like Duryodhana used to see so many loopholes in Krishna. So, we should be pure like that. So, Diksha Guru one, Siksha Guru maybe so one. But both should be realized Guru, Siksha and Diksha both. Oh, Vijay Kumari is asking a question. Diksha Guru cannot be given up. Because in Shastra it has been told that Diksha Guru should not be changed. And we should not give up. But if we have taken Diksha from a Guru, but he is not qualified to give Krishna Tattva, Krishna Bhakti, then what should we do? He cannot help if. Then what should we do? Then how he will give some Siksha to his disciple, Babaji? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, oh, when you do Guru, first select Guru, then you should try to do Pariksha, exam. Whether he will give me Krishna Bhakti or not, whether he will fall down or not, he is practicing Bhakti Yoga or not, he is following his Gurudev or not, he is chanting one lakh or not, chanting name, and he do archan, and all these symptoms of Srila Vishwanath Thakur has given in Guru Vastak. Sakshat Hari Tvena. All the qualities of Hari should be in them. But at that time, if he has not examined, and not knowing, anyhow, he took initiation, and afterward he saw that, oh, this Guru cannot give me all these things. Realized. He is not helping in Krishna consciousness. Then what should we do? Oh, Gurudev, we can change or we can give up that Gurudev in two conditions, two avastha mein. Situation. If at the time of selecting Guru and taking Diksha, if at that time Shishya never examined all these things, and he became overpowered and took at once, and afterward he heard so many things from books, Bhagavata and others, and he heard from superiors, that this Guru cannot give me any help. For 15, 16 years I have taken diksha, but no advancement. Then quickly he can give up. If he sees that he is not pure Vaishnava, he is not serving his Gurudev, he is not following the order of his Gurudev, not chanting even. I know so many gurus, they never chant, never. Only they tell that you should chant, but never. They have no time to chant. What doing? Always phone here. So many madmen, so many meetings, no solution. Always like. So, if you know,